Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Eddie's Day, everybody. We haven't even talked about that. It's kind of been crazy since after the X game.
Coming up here in the next segment, though, we're going to give you the history of St. Patrick's Day and why we celebrate it.
You know, I didn't know until the other day. I hope, well, I'm not going to spoil it because it might be part of your story.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the whole, I think that we have kind of co-opted St. Patrick's Day. I think it started as a religious holiday, did it not?
Yes, but in true American fashion, we made it about drinking.
Correct.
And did it not that, you know, pretty long ago.
It's like Cinco de Mayo. I heard the Mexican people are like, Cinco de Mayo. Oh,
how's
yeah,
that?
That's kind of like whatever. That's yeah. Like Arbor Day.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And we turn it into drink. Let's get, you know, drunk.
Yep. Yep. That's what we do.
And here to discuss with us the proper way to celebrate St. Patty's Day, our good friend, who has a lot of expertise in these matters.
Yes, that's what she does.
Our good friend, Molly Wellman. Molly, good Lord. We haven't seen you in a while, girl. What's going on?
I miss you guys. What have you been, like, sober? What's going on?
Well,
are you not drinking?
Well, I can speak for myself, not Eddie.
But, that's, no, don't, you know. Let you and I talk, Molly. We wish we had you here right now to shake us up some stuff. But, you know, Molly, let's talk about you know, the proper way to celebrate St. Patty's Day. With you know,
I mean,
green beer and all that stuff, that's fine. Irish car bombs and all that kind of thing.
Right.
But come on, there's a better way to celebrate.
Yes, and I mean, to each their own. We've all been there in the old days, you know, knocking back those Irish car bombs and, yes, you know, green beer and everything. And there's a time and a place for that. And God bless everybody. I hope everybody just stays tonight. And good luck tomorrow on that hangover.
Yeah.
But I have a drink that I love, and I'll be drinking this tonight, just one or two. It's called the Tipperary, and it dates back to 1916.
I'm writing
it
down.
Isn't that cool?
I'm writing it down.
Very cool.
Yeah. It's really good. So if you want to be more, like, sophisticated in your drinking, maybe drink some history, this is the way to go. And all it is some really good Irish whiskey. I personally like Slane. Have you guys had Slane Irish whiskey yet?
I have not, but I'm writing it down.
I think I've seen it.
It's good. It really is good. It's same people who do Woodford Reserve and Old Forester and all that.
Oh, wow.
The Brown Foreman.
Brown Foreman, yeah.
And then, yeah, they're great. So it's real Irish whiskey. It's really good. So about 2 ounces of that, about a half ounce of sweet vermouth, really good sweet vermouth. And then, let's see. Oh, and then a half ounce of green chartreuse. Have you guys ever had green chartreuse?
I have. I'm trying to remember. Is it? It's,
I think I have.
It's not bitter, is it? What is it? Remind me.
It's not bitter. It's kind of herbal, and it has a little bit of sweetness to it as well. It's a very unique taste. It's a French, I call it a French elixir. It has like 130 different herbs and botanicals, and it dates back all the way to like 1600s. So, I mean, it's really old, but it's very a unique flavor, but it goes really great with whiskey. And then just to bring everything together, you can add some bitters. You stir it up with some ice, pour it into a cocktail glass, and, you know, kiss your best friend if they're Irish. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Kiss your cares goodbye, it sounds like.
I mean, it's kind of a Manhattan with some chartreuse, right? I mean,
it actually is.
I love Manhattans. Yeah.
It's a really, really good drink. And then an Irish Manhattan, you know, with Irish whiskey. So it's going to be a little lighter in flavor, but really good. Well, and, like, you know, that old song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That dates back to World War One.
Yep.
And these guys would sing it, you know, because they were homesick for, you know, Ireland.
Right.
And that's where it comes from.
So, Molly, you went into it a little bit, but describe for everyone the difference between, you know, Kentucky bourbon and Irish whiskey. How it's made and maybe the difference in the flavors and taste.
Yes, so, you know, of course, one, Irish whiskey is made in Ireland.
Correct.
And bourbon is made right here in the United States of America, and the majority of it right down the street in Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
So with Irish whiskey, they use unmalted and malted barley. They distill it three times, and then it's usually aged in old bourbon barrels over there.
Okay.
So it's a lighter flavor. It's really nice. There's, you know, there's all different kinds, but you know, you have your Jameson, which is the one that's mostly drank, Bushmills, but there's a lot more that are coming out. And Slain is another one. Patty's is one. Powerhouse is another one. It's really good. So yeah.
Okay.
Powers, that's right. Powers Irish whiskey. Red Breast, if you want a pot stilled whiskey, it's a little deeper, a little
I had some Red Breast. So my buddy Brian Redden is a big Red Breast.
I've only had
a little bit
of Irish whiskey along the way, usually Jameson's. But so the difference between that and Kentucky bourbon would be like what? The corn base maybe?
So barley instead of corn?
With bourbon it's at least 51% corn. It's aged in a new char oak barrel, made in America. It goes into the still, or it comes off the still no more than 160 proof, so you can taste the grains. And it goes into the barrel 125, so it ages, you know, well. And, you know, think about this. We also have very hot summers and very cold winters, which Ireland doesn't have. So, and those new charred oak barrels makes it bolder. So, you know, when you're a bourbon drinker, usually you can drink Irish whiskey. It's like water, you know, so much lighter, you know? So, yeah. I mean, when I drink Irish whiskey, I'm like, I'm in trouble. Oh, no.
So, Molly, the other day, Rock and I were talking about a proper Irish coffee. Now, you know, there are a million ways apparently to make it. What is a proper Irish coffee?
So the original Irish coffee, which was created in Ireland, and then that technique was brought actually by somebody who worked in that bar. It was an airport bar back to San Francisco, and they make a lot of these in San Francisco. But the proper way is a sugar cube doused with coffee or Irish whiskey added into it, and then it's a lightly frost cream on top, so it sits right on the top. That's the perfect way to make an Irish whiskey.
So no, like, Kahlua or any of that stuff?
No, screw that. Don't put Kahlua in there.
Oh, you insulted her, Ed. You see what you just did?
No, that's what we were talking about.
As soon as he said it, Molly, I'm like, oh, God.
It was like you put some Baileys in there or whatnot. I don't know.
Why don't you just mix some Coca-Cola with your bourbon while you're at it over there, Ed?
Right. Yeah, what are you? It's like a sin. What are you doing?
He's throwing me under the bus right now, Molly.
I am.
We were talking about that the other day.
You have to call me more. I've got to keep you in line. What's going on?
Yeah. I better stop on the way home and get some sugar cubes.
Yeah, I had a
vodka
and Pepsi last night after dinner. Jeez. Unbelievable.
That's a beautiful drink, especially on a really cold night. And I don't even like coffee. I hate coffee. So, I mean, and I'll drink that.
Nice.
It's a whiskey and I'll drink it.
I'm definitely going to have to try that one. Let me ask you this. So, I mean, bourbon is for the past, maybe 3 or 4 years, it's just exploded. Is it still as hot or popular, or is that dying down a little bit? No?
No, not at all. And it's been longer than that. I would say close to, you know, 10, 15 years, we've seen the bourbon boom really, you know, shake things up. And it's really, it's not going away. We're seeing some other kinds of, like historical whiskey come out. We're seeing historical brands being brought back. It's really fun. It still is as popular as it was. And we're seeing a lot of younger people. I don't know, Eddie, if your sons are into bourbon or not, but I know a lot of, a lot of younger, you know, drinkers who are really getting into bourbon, starting to collect it. They're, you know, of course, they go out with their friends and, you know, drink Fireball and stuff, but they're really into drinking fine whiskey and wanting to know more about it. Like, the majority of what I'm doing now has been bourbon tastings. I think I've done bourbon tasting.
I know you've been doing that a lot.
Week.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Since I sold Japs in the bars, I have been hired out to present whiskey tastings, which is fantastic. I love doing it. And the history behind it is so interesting.
Well, that's what you get when they bring you to the table. You're getting the drink, but yeah, you're getting the history, which is great. That's why I always love going on the bourbon tours. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
But there's different flavors of bourbon, but you're getting the history, and that's what's really cool.
I think it is. I mean, when you study whiskey, and I tell a lot of history that is not told to you at the distilleries. In fact, when I go on distillery tours, I have to bite my tongue and sit on my hands not to be like,
Oh, they love it when you go on one of those tours and go, hey, look it. No, that's not right.
I know. I'm like, well, really? I'm not that person, so I won't do that. But no, it's, there's just, it's, you really learn about the history of our area because not just in Kentucky, but in Ohio, Indiana, we really, all of us made some really interesting, some really cool whiskey, and we have a lot of history behind it. We were like the epicenter for whiskey in America for a really long time. Cincinnati was. So I'm trying to bring that story back, you know?
Well, you know, when you hear about Cincinnati history, you always think of beer.
Yeah, but we made a ton of whiskey, you guys, a lot of whiskey. We made a ton of it. So, if you ever want to hear about that, you just find me and I'll tell you all about it.
We're going to have you back and we're going to have you go through the history of Cincinnati bourbon.
But you know what? We need you here in the studio so you can bring each and every one of the things you're going to describe to us.
I will do a full on tasting on the air. How's that?
You'll have to call
an Uber home, though.
Then you can finish the show for us.
Done and done.
Molly Wellman, it is always such a pleasure.
You too. I hope you guys have a fantastic St. Patrick's Day.
All right. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
She is the absolute. She's a piece.
Your fault we haven't had her back in a while. I'm blaming it on you. Well, she's great.
We could have had her up here today, I think.
Well, screwed that up.
Oh, I just think she's. I just assumed she was busy. I said, you know, you can do it on the phone if you want. She goes, yeah, I'll just do it on the phone.
Yeah.
I blew it. I fouled that one off, man.
She said, hey, look, we must have you in studio or else. And she would have said, well, I got like some other stuff that's going to make me money.
And you know what? We have this little window in our studio door over there, and our program director have been staring at us.
Like, where is she?
What are you doing?
In?
What's going on? Huh? Don't do that. Don't do it. Now we check in with traffic and weather. What's going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official health care provider for the UC Bearcats. You can find a lot of slow traffic down at this St. Patrick's Day. A lot of folks out about. You're going to be heavy on the brakes along 75 northbound between Mitchell Avenue and Paddock Road, about 4 or 5 minutes there. Looks like it's going to be about 6 to 7 minutes of delay time on 75 south between Western Avenue, Findlay, and 71 US 50. Now, if you're headed towards Boone, a couple of problems. One, with a disabled vehicle on 71 northbound approaching Walton, it's on the right shoulder. Also, 275 eastbound after Mineola Pike, disabled a vehicle on the left shoulder there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, the low of 25. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, the high of 34. It is 35 now. News Radio 700 WLW.
A good day starts with a good morning. Here's Logan. Oh, no, look at that. A cold pizza and a half can of flat soda for breakfast. Is there any hope for this morning malcontent? You bet there is. Mike McConnell.
Hello, hello, good morning.
Logan turns mic on and begins getting the latest news, weather, traffic, sports, and look, Logan's actually smiling. It's another Mike McConnell morning miracle.
Mike McConnell, Monday morning at 5 on 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically...
Rocco, I haven't talked in our Irish accents today.
I knew it was only a matter of time.
It's only a matter of time, man. Come on.
And on this day in history, of course, March 17th, 461, St. Patrick, a Christian missionary, bishop, and apostle of Ireland, he dies in Downpatrick, Ireland. He's, of course, honored with the day we celebrate today, St. Patrick's Day. Now, much of what is known about the real St. Patrick and his life comes from a book called Confessio, okay? And he wrote this book during some of his last years, okay? So, okay. I guess, according to Confessio, Patrick and had a dream in which an individual named Victoricus gave him a letter entitled The Voice of the Irish. As he read it, Patrick seemed to hear the voices of Irishmen pleading him to return their country and walk amongst them once again.
Okay.
After studying for the priesthood, Patrick was ordained a bishop. He arrived in Ireland in 433 and began preaching the gospel, converting many thousands of Irish and building churches around the country. After 40 years of living in poverty, teaching, traveling, and working tirelessly, Patrick died on March 17th, 461, in Saul, where he built his first church. Now, since that time, of course, the real, what was the real St. Patrick and what the legends are have been all over the place, right?
Right.
He's made to be the patron saint of Ireland. He is said to have baptized hundreds of people on a single day and to have used a three-leaf clover, you know, kind of the Holy Trinity, right? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
That's where they came from.
In art, he's often portrayed trampling on snakes in accordance with the belief that he drove the snakes out of Ireland.
I was going to say, where did the snake thing come from?
As far as I know, there's still snakes in Ireland, so maybe I think that's more of a tale. For centuries, the Irish have observed the day of St. Patrick's death as a religious holiday, attending church in the morning and celebrating with food and drink in the afternoon. However, America does what Americans do.
Right.
And we make it about drinking.
Absolutely.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place not in Ireland, of course, but the United States. Records show that St. Patrick's Day parade was held on March 17th, 1601. Way back then, they were celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
Here?
Yes.
Wow.
More than a century later, homesick Irish soldiers serving in the English military marched in Boston in 1737 in New York City on March 1762. As the years went on, the parade became a show of unity and strength for persecuted Irish-American immigrants and then a popular celebration of Irish-American heritage. The party went global in 1995. When the Irish government began a large-scale campaign to market St. Patrick's Day as a way of driving tourism and showcasing Ireland's many charms around the rest of the world, these days, March 17th, is a day of international celebration. Millions of people, of course, putting their green clothes on and drinking green beer and drinking Irish coffees and car bombs and all that sort of stuff.
See, now, years ago, on the old morning show, I got the bright idea of... And this is before calling another country was easy.
Right, yeah.
Now, if you call somebody, you know, yeah, it might cost you $10. Back then, it cost you $100.
Right.
And so I got my producer, whoever was doing that at the time, I was like, look this up however you can. Find us a pub in Dublin, and we're going to call them on St. Patrick's Day and see what they're doing. And, because I knew they'd be 5-6 hours ahead or whatever it was. So he gets me this number. We call him and doing it live on the air. Get that little weird ring. They're like, hello, Sean the Caesar, whatever the hell it was. I was like, hey, we're calling from America. How's it going there on St. Patrick's Day? And this guy's like.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
What are you talking about? It's St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, of course it is. And I was like, isn't it crazy over there? No, nobody really cares.
It's scandal.
I was like, oh, okay, cool. Have a Guinness for me. Yeah, okay, thanks for calling.
That's hilarious. Yeah,
it was.
No big deal.
The guy didn't even know why we were bothered calling.
As you said earlier, like Cinco de Mayo.
Yep.
Over in Mexico, they're like, eh.
That's true. It's true.
Yeah.
And everybody here thinks, I forget what it, all I know is everybody, a lot of people in America thinks that Cinco de Mayo is Mexican Independence Day. It is not.
It's most certainly not.
Yes. Correct. And so the Mexican people, and like, that's, like I said, it's like celebrating.
It's going out getting, some it's war got, that they
it's
won.
It's like going out and getting drunk on Veterans Day.
Right, yeah. Exactly, like, yeah.
Woo-hoo! Let's get drunk. Instead of honoring the war dead, you go out and get faced. And it's like, oh, let's go out and drink margaritas.
Yeah, they beat the French, in some war, some battle.
Yeah. Well, you know, Americans can turn anything.
That's what I'm saying. Anything into something about drinking and spending money.
Well, look at the 4th of July.
Yeah. Fireworks, parties, barbecues.
Beers.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's not really a shot-doing kind of a thing, but it definitely gets your beer on, throw some dogs on the grill, and have at it.
Love 4th of July.
Be an American.
Yeah. Setting off those illegal fireworks.
The legal?
In Indiana, remember?
Yeah. So, do you still have to, when you buy them in Indiana, do you have to tell them you have to take?
No, this past year, they changed the law. Yeah, so.
All right, well, we'll discuss the legality of everything you do after we do traffic and weather. What is going on?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official healthcare provider for the UC Bearcats. You're going to be on the brakes on 275 westbound from 75. It's a disabled vehicle on the entrance ramps. So you're going to be slow on the approach. Now, looks like a tow truck has arrived on the scene to take care of the problem. It's a tie-up on Eden Park Drive at Gilbert Avenue, working on a disabled vehicle and headed around Campbell, 471 southbound between Alexandria Pike and 275. You're going to have to get around a disabled vehicle. It's on the right shoulder. I'm Scott Bradley, on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, the low of 25. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, the high of 34. It is 35 now. News Radio 700 WLW.
Two-run shot to straightaway center field. Oh, baby. Back-to-back deck. Way back there. Grand slam.
That's what you call blowing the game wide open.
It's the Reds and Guardians tonight at 8:35 on 700 WLW and 700 WLW's live stream on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by Visit Myrtle Beach. There's a reason people call Myrtle Beach the...
All right, back with Eddie and Rocky. And as we do about this time every Friday, we talked to our good friend Kevin Carr from Fat Guys at the Movies. And Kevin, the big movie this week is, what, Shazam 2 or whatever it's called?
Yeah, Shazam, Fury of the Gods. Yeah. And we got to figure out why they're so furious, you know. This is the second Shazam movie. They had one come out in 2019, and I thought that was okay. I've been following Shazam for years, all the way back. My dad was a big fan of Shazam and Captain Marvel when he was called Captain Marvel back in the 40s. So I've kind of followed him throughout the years, and they've changed him a bit. And so sort of the new Shazam, I think it works with Billy Batson still remembering who he is. He's the same person, and he has the magic word Shazam that turns him into a superhero, and he sort of gave that power to the rest of the foster kids in his home, and they're sort of the Shazam family now. And in this movie, they have to stop these two. There are these three daughters of a titan from taking over the world. It's a bit of a murky story, to be honest. They don't have your standard, you know, evil scientists that they're going up against or anything. And while I liked the first one, the problem with this one, it felt like it was just kind of this patchwork of other scenes that you'd seen in other superhero movies, often done better.
What I've seen on the trailer, that's kind of what it looks like.
Yeah, I mean, it just felt very derivative. And you can still be creative with your choices. I just don't think they were. My big problem with this, though, is because Shazam, the adult version of Shazam, is essentially Billy Batson, who's a kid, Zachary Levi plays him not as a 17-year-old, because he mentions multiple times that he's just about to turn 18. It's almost like a 11-year-old. I mean, very immature, you know, kind of goofy, doesn't take anything seriously. Even when people are dying all around them, it's just sort of like this joke. And I think what it was, yeah, in the first movie, they found the comedy works and they said, let's do more of that. And they went over and overdid it.
Okay, so it originally was supposed to be a more of an action, blow stuff up movie, but the comedy stuff worked, so they kind of went overboard with that.
Yeah, and even the action stuff, they have these big scenes, but the scenes, they don't seem to be a whole lot of newness to them. And it is, at a certain point, movies nowadays, especially like superhero movies, Black Adam suffered from this. It just became overblown CGI effects and wind and dust and lightning and thunder.
Yeah.
And it almost just looks like a blob that they're fighting the entire time.
We watched Black Adam. We asked our sons what movie you want to watch, and that's what we picked.
Is that any good? Because I thought I might watch it.
Kevin nailed it. It's just stuff just blowing up and dust and just, you know, it's very, very much
CGI. It's all sand and sand and wind, basically. Right. So it is a challenge to do these movies, and I just felt that this was kind of it just didn't do what it needed to do. And considering that they're changing all the DC movies anyways, you know, they just announced that James Gunn is going to be directing the new Superman, you're kind of like, how does this even fit in to what's going to be coming next?
There's another Superman. Who's Superman this time?
They don't know. They haven't cast him yet. They're going for a younger
Superman. They're going to go for a younger Superman.
Yeah, I think he's going to be 12. No.
that's the thing. How many times can you, how many times can you recast Batman? How many times can you recast Superman?
Well, we're finding out.
Sooner or later, man.
That's exactly right. As long as people keep spending billions of dollars on those movies. Right.
And Kevin, I think you'll agree with me. The success of the Spider-Man movies has been the fact that each guy has been there for at least three movies.
Yeah. Well, and that's the danger of casting younger actors, which this Shazam movie suffers from, because, you know, the kids, when they cast them back for the 2019 movie, they were like 14 and now they're 20, you know? So it's hard. Like the Spider-Man movies, they were really smart to cast Tom Holland because he sort of was like Michael J. Fox, where he was this, he perpetually looks like he's about 15 or 18 years old. But sometimes people grow up and they grow up awkwardly. And that's, you kind of roll the dice on that.
All right. With that, Kevin, we will let you go. People want to find out more. What can they do? Where can they go?
Just go to fatguysatthemovies.com.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right.
So I was looking at a web, I want to say it was Rotten Tomatoes or something, or one of those movie sites.
Yeah.
And they had an interview with Kevin Carr. I was like, I know that guy.
Nice. Yeah. He comes on our show all the time.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I was telling Rock earlier that I saw that Cocaine Bear is on pay-per-view. Might have to sit the little woman down this weekend and watch. I promised her if she was good, I'd let her watch it.
If she was good.
But also, she wants to watch 80 for Brady. Now, that's kind of a coin toss. Because
she wants to get all like Merlot drunk and just imagine herself with Tom Brady.
Here's the thing. I told you what I'm going to do. Nothing against Tom Brady those fine women that are in that movie. It seems like a very funny movie. But here's your bottle of Merlot. I'll sit it right over here, honey. I got some cheese. I got some crackers. And I'll be upstairs. I'm going to do some show prep.
Just got to make sure you Disable the firewall before you look at some of those sites.
It's give me firewall. Come on. I just locked the door. Anyway, it's my firewall.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'll be out here in a minute. I'm right in the middle of an interview. But right now we have traffic and weather. No, we have news. Right now, News Radio 700 WL. I got lost in my own thoughts.
Traffic and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Xavier sneaks by a 14th seed. This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Matt Reese. Breaking now, Xavier was nearly one in done this afternoon. Here on the Big One, you heard it live. The Musketeers did beat Kennesaw State in Greensboro, 72-67, but at one point, X was down 13.
Shule Boone through the top of the key, brings it back out again, working behind the screen. Baseline throws up a bank shot off the glass. We're tied, 61-61. Shule Boone scores with his right hand on the left side drive with 5:23 to go.
Brings the Xavier faithful up on their feet. New ball game right here.
Xavier battled back to beat the Owls. They will advance now to play the winner of Iowa State and Pitt. Right now, Pitt is up on Iowa State 30-23. They are early in the second half. All right, let's check the roads on this St. Patrick's Day, the latest traffic and weather together.
Tell the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official health care provider for the UC Bearcats. You'll be having to deal with some extra brake lights along 75 southbound between Western Avenue and 71 US 50, about 3 or 4 minutes there. It's a couple of minutes of slowdown time, 71-75 south between the Brent Spence Bridge and 12th Street Pike Street. Not too bad, though, but a little slow. Disabled vehicle on Eden Park Drive at Gilbert Avenue. It's in the turn lane, so that's causing traffic to slow down behind it. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Advanced Dentistry Weather Center. Advanced Dentistry, it's true. A no-fear dentist experience is possible. Learn more at nofeardentist.com.
Tonight, cloudy and windy, a low of 27. Then for tomorrow, a chance of flurries. Then mostly sunny and windy, a high of 36. At night, fair skies, a low of 20. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, a high of only 39. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh, News Radio 700 WLW.
Breezy right now, 41 degrees, radar all clear. Local VFW, the target of a ripoff.
A warrant's been issued for a man accused of stealing from an East End local American Legion post. A grand jury returned an indictment against Michael McInnes. He's accused of theft of more than $7,500 from the post, forging a bank statement, and misuse of credit cards. He's identified himself as the commander and finance officer for Post 744 on his LinkedIn profile. A warrant now issued for McInnes' arrest. I'm Sandy Collins, News Radio 700 WLW.
There are reports that former President Trump could be fingerprinted and photographed soon for a mugshot. Security preps are reportedly underway in New York City for possible indictment of Trump as soon as next week. Democrat Manhattan DA appears ready to elevate the false paperwork case involving alleged hush money payments to porn star Stormy Daniels from a misdemeanor to a felony. Number of COVID-19 cases dropping dramatically in Ohio. CDC reports an average of about 1,100 cases every day last week. May sound like a lot, but that's actually down nearly 20% over the past few weeks. And the number of deaths in Ohio from COVID, they've dropped in a huge way in recent weeks by nearly 70%. Actor Lance Reddick has died. He played Baltimore cop Cedric Daniels in The Wire. Also, L.A. Police Chief Irv Irving in Bosch, and he also is in the John Wick series. Lance Reddick was 60 years old. Wall Street closing with stocks lower to end the week. Dow lost 384 today. S&P 500 fell 43. NASDAQ off 86 points.
700 WLW.
Sports.
College basketball today, first round of the NCAA tournament. Colby Jones and Sully Boone with key free throws in the closing seconds as Xavier survives to beat Kennesaw State 72-67. The Musketeers rallies for the win, going on a 14-0 scoring run in the second half. Tonight, Providence and Kentucky at 7 on ESPN 1530. Congrats to UC Claremont women's basketball team for winning the USCAA Division II Small College National Championship, beating Johnson and Wales 69-54. Here's a Reds update. The Reds and Guardians meet in Cactus League baseball action tonight, starting at 8:35 with the R&L Carriers Inside Pitch right here on 700 WLW. Bill Dennison, 700 WLW Sports.
Other finals, March Madness, Michigan State beat USC 72-62, Baylor over UC Santa Barbara 74-56, St. Mary's over VCU 63-51, checking that Pitt-Iowa State game, Pitt up 33-25 on Iowa State, about 17 minutes left in that game. And our next news is coming up at 5:30. I'm Matt Reese, News Radio 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right.
On St. Patty's Day, which brings us to talking about St. Patrick's Day stories. I'm sure you got one. Everybody does. 513-749-7000, 800 the big one. Or hit us up on the iHeart app, the talkback feature. And see, did you ever read anything about Harry Houdini?
Of course.
Houdini, apparently his unlucky day was Halloween. My unlucky day has always been St. Patrick's Day.
We've made some poor decisions, Ed?
Well, either that or just something weird happened to me.
Yeah.
It's I'm with my wife. I think we almost broke up like three times on St. Patrick's Day, and I think you probably can figure out the reason.
Alcohol and the fact that there was lots of women running around up there.
Correct. But good guess. But it was like we could be getting along great, getting well, everything was fine, and then St. Patrick's Day would roll around, and, well, see, that's when working at EBN, we were talking about it earlier. We would start out the day doing kegs and eggs.
Right. So you're starting off on the wrong foot.
I had my first pint at 6:05.
Right.
And so.
And then you're going through lunch. So it's, right. That's then, hitting your body at all times.
And then you're hanging out with your boys. And then she was working, all day long. She'd get home at 5. And that way.
My St. Patrick's Day in Nashville was always a great time while I was living down there. Because, like, the tournament, this time of year, right? Tournament's going on.
Yeah, sure.
And usually one of the first rounds of the games, were being played down there. And, yeah, really, really good time. But and it was also, of course, warmer than it is around here. And we talked earlier about how there's days here and even Cincinnati, it's 75 degrees.
Yep.
And been like that the last couple, that's for sure. But Nashville is always good weather.
Let's get your stories. 513-749-7000, 800 the big one, or the iHeart app. Hit us up on the talkback feature. Let's get to Bruce in Deer Park, home of Willie Cunningham.
Eddie.
What's going on, buddy?
This is Bruce, the bus driver, man.
Right on, brother. What do you got?
I was in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day a few years ago. And my wife and I bought some CDs, and we're cruising around singing Irish songs. And it was no big deal in Ireland being St. Patrick's Day. But we went into a pub. It was pretty busy. Everybody's singing, and we're singing. Everybody's having a blast. And all of a sudden, everybody stands up. They sing a song I'd never heard. And everybody sits back down, and the band leaves. When the night's over, they sing the national anthem, and the night's over. So it ended rather abruptly.
So, wait a minute. At the end of the night, Bruce, they just stand up and sing the Irish National Anthem? End of story.
That was the only song we didn't know that they were singing. Everybody stood up, and we're trying to figure out what they're singing, and it was the Irish National Anthem.
Really?
Now, I had to go home.
Did the bar close, earlier, normal, later, or what?
No. Right after that song, everybody sat down, finished their drink, and left.
That's funny.
That's odd,
luckily, we stayed in a B&B right above the pub, so we didn't have to walk too far.
Boom.
There you go.
All right, Bruce. Always great to hear from you, my man. Thank you. See, it's like I said, like he just said, I told you that it doesn't seem to be a big deal in Ireland.
And I wonder how many people, right, in America go, you know what, honey, let's book a trip over to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day. We always want to go there anyway, but this will be extra cool on St. Patrick's Day. And per your previous story, it's like not a thing over there.
Well, a guy just posted, a friend of mine posted a thing on Facebook today. He said he and his buddy years ago, maybe it was a college trip or something, you know, whatever, backpacking or something. And it was St. Patrick's Day and they were in London. Mm. And so he and his buddy said, we should go, you know, it's not that far over to Dublin or whatever. We can hop a quick flight over there. So they go to, you know, to the whatever the local airline is. And saying, we'd like a round trip ticket to Dublin as soon as we can get there. And the lady's like, what? And she, I guess they strike up a conversation. And she's going, why do you want to go to Dublin today, right now? They're like, well, it's St. Patrick's Day. It should be fun. And she said to him, you don't want to do that. It's not that big of a deal. She says, just go to a pub down the street. I'm sure you can find a bunch of people playing fiddles and getting drunk. So do that.
Yeah, save yourself the $200 in the disappointment. Let me ask you, is there an American holiday that's bastardized and celebrated more so in another country and not so much here? I can't think of one. I wouldn't know.
I don't think the Brits celebrate 4th of July too much.
Yeah, take that. 1776.
I wouldn't think so. I don't know.
I mean more a holiday that's like kind of ho-hum here, but over in another country, it's a huge party day. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's what I'm saying. I can't think of anything. Hell no.
4th of July in Britain.
they're not so much. Let's talk to, hey, Kim, what's going on? What do you have?
Oh, you guys will get a kick out of this. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. I got married on St. Patrick's Day back in 2000. And after the honeymoon and the wedding and all that, or I should say during the honeymoon, I'm the 41 in our family. And we get back to the room and Russell was a little bit upset with me because I said, are you kidding? I want to watch Kenyon Martin and the Bearcats. You can go have a drink at the bar. I'll be with you in just a minute.
Wow.
And that's been the story of our life so far.
Are you guys still married?
Yes, we're actually going out to dinner tonight.
Well, there you go. Well, it was, wasn't detrimental then.
No, it wasn't. He knows what rules with me, so... Yeah. My Bearcats, my Bengals, and my Wolverines. Go Blue.
Nice. All right. Very good.
You got a good mix there, Kim. Thanks for calling.
Oh, and FCC, too.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
Sports come first in that household, Kim. Before everything. And I mean everything.
Everything. But that, I can... On our honeymoon night, huh? I got to get...
It's a little harsh. Poor guy has his thing all planned out. And
oh, yeah. You got your game face on. You're ready to rock and roll. Oh, hell no. I'm watching the journey.
I'm going to need about, you know, 15 minutes here.
Why are you going to fit me in at halftime?
Yeah.
I'm not a needy man. let's talk to Chris. Hey, Chris there in, is it Erlanger? What's going on, Chris?
Gentlemen, how we doing today?
Hey, Chris, what's going on, buddy?
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
So, Rocky, the answer to your question that you just asked the previous caller, does any other country celebrate holidays like we do? And the answer is no, because we are the melting pot of the world.
That's true.
Because everybody came over here as far as countries because we welcomed everybody. So all of these festivities that we do, some are made up and some are not the tradition. So no, no one celebrates like we do for every holiday or every nationality of the holiday.
That's a pretty smart point. And I think you're right because, we're just, I mean, so many people from all over the place. So we'll celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We'll celebrate, Italian holiday. Yeah. Everything.
Hmm? Actually, wait a minute. I take that back. The only one that we actually have for ourselves is 4th of July.
Right.
And no one ever celebrates that, especially.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The one over the pond. They won't celebrate that one either.
Correct.
But, yes, that's the reason why we have so many different Thanksgiving, St. Patrick's Day, 4th of July for ourselves.
Cinco de Mayo, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Because we are the melting pot of the world.
Very good.
All right, Chris. Yeah, good point. But I think that your point, and I agree with you, is that we can turn any, we can kind of co-opt any a holiday,
any like serious holiday,
and turn it into a drinking occasion.
Correct. That's what we do. That's America.
And that's the thing is what has happened with St. Patrick's Day. If you ask the average. We were talking about it with Cinco de Mayo. Ask your average American who's out, tequila drunk on the 5th of May, that they're going to be, well, it's Mexican Independence Day. Well, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
I'm not giving anybody crap for it.
Yeah, go celebrate.
But knock yourself out. If you need an excuse to go drink tequila, then okay, here's a fine one.
But it is, as I read earlier, part of the history of St. Patrick's Day is, Ireland itself as a country made a big time marketing plan of let's get this thing going and make it a party thing. And that way it'll drive some tourism to their country. I'd love to go to Ireland, by the way, not for St. Patrick's Day, but just in general.
You should go over there, man. It's beautiful.
You've been there?
Yeah.
Damn.
A station trip.
Shut up.
You hate it. That's the reason I like to tell you that
stuff.
God. Hate it. Let's talk to Mark in Jamestown. Hey, Mark, what's going on, buddy? Thanks for holding.
Hey, young guys. Not St. Patrick's, but 4th of July. I actually celebrated it in England.
And what?
In England, in Portsmouth, England.
Okay.
And how was it?
It was horrible. So I was in the Navy. We celebrated. Big street fight happened. And this is 1989. Street cameras were just starting. And they had a video and it said, if you see your picture on here, line up for Captain's Mass. And my picture was the very first one. So.
Nice. Well. Mark, you got to keep your head down in these situations, man. let's get to Tom in Middletown right quick. Hey, Tom, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. How you doing?
And back at you, son.
Okay, the holiday that's American that got transplanted to another country is Thanksgiving to Canada.
Okay, so they celebrate that over there.
Mm-hmm. They have their own Thanksgiving, though.
But it came from here.
So it's not on.
It's not on our Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's a different time. And thanks, Tom. No, it's a different day, but because they also have their Independence Day, too.
Who cares?
I was going to say. their independence isn't a day isn't as good as ours, and neither is their dollar. But, call their dollar the loon,
neither
for God's sake.
Neither is their whiskey, either.
Hey, let's talk to Chuck right quick. Hey, Chuck, what do you have?
To further your point, we've turned ping pong into beer drinking. You have beer pong. You throw a bag into a hole, you drink a beer.
Yeah, that's... Well, and
I mean, this is the beer drinking attitude of USA.
Yeah,
and things
we'll turn anything into a beer drinking game.
There you go. That's true.
True. Chuck, earlier we were talking to Molly Wellman, and I always thought that Cincinnati was most known for beer, and she told us, "Oh no, we were well known for producing whiskey."
And that means we will be having her back soon to describe the history of bourbon and whiskey in the Queen City.
And so that means, in other words, show us some, samples.
Sample of some of the early.
And I guarantee you, if you said that to Molly Wellman, she'll reach in her satchel and go, it just so happens. I have this one.
Carry this around with me.
1901. Bouge. I don't know, man. That'd be a little rugged, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'll try it, though.
We could try to carry on. But let's check in with traffic and weather. What is going on, Scott?
Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official health care provider for the UC Bearcats. A lot of folks may be out celebrating this afternoon. More of our problems on surface streets than anyplace else. It's a time of Liberty Street and Elm Street. It's a disabled vehicle there. Also, Westwood Avenue eastbound at Quebec Road, working on an accident there with police on the scene. Harrison Avenue at McHenry Avenue, working on an accident with police working on that. You will be on the brakes a bit on 75 southbound between Ezra Charles and 71 U.S. 50, about 4 or 5 minutes there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight, clouds, the low of 25. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, the high of 34. It is 35 now. News Radio 700 WLW.
Ew. Oh, no. The kids caught us doing it.
I guess we were too loud.
We were so in the moment, we didn't notice them standing there.
They were stunned.
I think one of them even took a picture.
Listening to 700 WLW's live stream on the iHeartRadio app may be shocking for some people, but it's the perfect way to listen to the big one wherever you are.
Kids better get used to it.
Because this is what mommies and daddies do.
Listen to 700 WLW anywhere, anytime on the iHeartRadio app.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything.
Andy Rocky here on a Friday. I wonder if Manny Reese didn't have a heart attack while watching the Xavier game.
Yeah, very well could have. I mean, combined with all the green beer he's drank today in that game.
Well, that's... I was wondering how the tournament went today as far as St. Patrick's Day went. Were people at some of these games liquored? As you know, everybody does the kegs, and not everybody, but at a certain age. You do kegs and eggs in the morning. You get all liquored up, green beard up or whatnot, and then go to one of these tournament games.
Yeah. It was a weird St. Patrick's Day here in town. I don't know, maybe it's just for us. Like, my son was, like, his first day of spring break. So, Southwest Local was all first day of spring break. So, you know, usually you go to on St. Patrick's Day, you're wearing your green shirt and all that stuff. So, that didn't happen. It's rainy and cold as hell out there. And then the tournament game, it was just weird.
Well, I was thinking about that as well, because... sometimes on St. Patrick's Day, it might be 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being at Haps outside, Haps there in Hyde Park, Oakley, whatever the hell you call that area. And there was an outdoor area open, and it was probably 72 degrees, and everybody's standing out there drinking beers and whatnot.
Yeah.
And now, let me ask you, are you a green beer guy?
No.
Not me.
Not even sure if I've ever drank a green beer. Maybe I have, like, one, but just to say I did.
Well, it doesn't taste like anything.
No, it's just...
It's beer, it's whatever your beer of choice is, with some food coloring in it.
Yeah. used to maybe on St. Patrick's Day just switch from back in my heyday from Jack and water to little Jameson and water. That was about it.
Well, let's talk to this guy. And apparently he's hitting the bottle a little bit. our good friend John Mattery.
Yeah.
And Johnny, you're a little slow on the uptake today. What's going on?
I am. You know, it's St. Patty's Day, and you know how it gets. Afternoon of St. Patty.
So what's going on with you, son? What are we talking about? You know what? It's tournament time. We were just talking about that as well. Now, you're talking about the legality of your office pool? Come on.
Yeah, because some places have illegal office pools. And, you know, they do, because an office pool is legal. And if people are like, well, how much can you bet? You can bet whatever you want. But here's the thing. Here's what makes an office pool illegal. If the person organizing it is profiting from it, then you've got an illegal contest going on there. So basically the organizer can't be skimming. He can't be saying, oh yeah, you know, y'all put in $20 and I'm keeping $5.
Well, but John, how am I supposed to pay for my kids' braces, man? A guy's gotta do what a guy's gotta do around here, you know?
Come on. What's a little skim cost anybody? Yeah.
Come on.
I'm doing all the work.
Yep. So just keep that in mind. Whoever is putting it together can't profit. Otherwise, you're cool on an office pool. There's no problem. So how are you doing so far in your brackets? I know you all picked Virginia to be upset.
Yeah. That was a big upset. I did not fill one out, I'll be honest.
I didn't either. But, you know, see, with all these betting apps, John, we were talking to Jason Hoffman yesterday from the Enquirer, who's our betting expert, and he said basically, you know, if you want to toss $10 at a bracket or something, knock yourself out. But go with the in-game parlays.
That's the new thing, John.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, the parlay. The parlay is, because then you're betting on certain players. You're betting on certain first half, the second half. It's much more than just as in the office pool. Just saying, okay, I pick Furman to beat Virginia, or I pick Xavier to beat Kennesaw State. You know, it's much more, and that's where you can make the big bucks. Because if you're just betting on favorites.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We're proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. Strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
You know, on FanDuel, you don't make much money if you're just betting on a favorite. It's like, oh, wow, I bet on the favorite. I won. What'd I get? Oh, I got $20.
Well,
you know what I mean?
What you can do, with the brackets, you fill it out and, you're kind of stuck with your teams, but with this in-game stuff,
right?
You can look and watch the game, how it's going on, be like, boy, my team don't look so good. They look flat today, and you can change your bet, but it's more instantaneous.
That point guard from the other team, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say he gets a triple-double or whatever the hell.
Yeah, very complicated, but a lot of people like it.
All right. So good luck with that, and keep them going. Oh, I just wanted to mention one other thing to you while you're out and about this weekend.
Yes.
Good luck finding Girl Scout cookies. Have you noticed that? You don't find them, set up outside Kroger anymore?
You are absolutely right. I have not noticed. I asked my wife the other day. I was like, when, what time of year do they come out? I forget, because you don't see them.
This is Girl Scout cookie time, and there's a real shortage. We did a story on it. It turns out that the plant in Louisville that makes most of them, they've had a lot of problems because of storms, because of lack of labor. So there's a real shortage of Girl Scout cookies this year. And that's why you can get them from your local Girl Scouts and by all means support them. But you probably won't see them standing outside Kroger like you used to. And there's one variety. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
That you can't find. And they're now on eBay for like $50 a box.
Yeah.
And what kind are they again?
Like raspberry? something like that?
Raspberry Rally. Yeah. Raspberry Rally. You can't find them anywhere. They're like the Thin Mints, but inside, instead of being that chocolate, it's like a red raspberry. And it's the hottest thing. They didn't make that many of them because they didn't know how they would be. And as a result, you can't find them anywhere. And I went on eBay last night, and I saw $100 for a box. Like some Yahoo
Come
is
on
charging
now.
$100 Come for on. A box of Girl Scout cookies.
Well, who's going to do that, for God's sake? That's silly.
Come on. And the money's not supporting the Girl Scouts. It's just supporting that lucky dude Correct. Who has to buy a few boxes. But it's like, come on. But they actually are selling, and I've seen some of the sales close at like $25 a box.
Are you
People
kidding
want them
me?
That bad, the raspberry yeah. cookie. Yeah. $25 for a box of raspberry Girl Scout cookies.
There's no Can cookie out there that? That's worth that.
Well, you can get the best cookie in Kroger, and it's delicious.
Right.
It's going to cost you about maybe $7-$8 tops.
maybe $3. And if you really want a raspberry cookie, remember as a kid they had those archway raspberry cookies with that dollop of raspberry in the middle? I think those things cost like $3 a box. So go get some of those.
Well, you know, get yourself some Oreos. Get yourself a jar of raspberry preserves. I know Smucker's makes it.
Get yourself
a teaspoon, smear it on there. Boom, you got yourself a raspberry cookie.
Or I got better, the Grater's raspberry chocolate chip ice cream. There you go, solved it for you.
Can't defeat that, man.
There you go, solved it for you. So as you're out tonight, you know, enjoying the St. Paddy's Day and watching the tournament, if you see a stand selling Girl Scout cookies, support them, buy some, because there's not that many of them this year.
But that's only if you see a little girl selling them. If you see some dude standing there with a trench coat and a baseball cap on, oh, I don't know who that might be, and he's asking for $40 for a box of cookies.
$40 for a box.
Nah, baby, nah. Don't waste your money.
Finally, you just took my line there. As I always say, guys, have a good weekend, and don't waste your money.
Thanks, John.
There's our good friend, John Matteries. He might have been taking advantage of the green beer. I'm not sure about that.
But, a little off his game.
Well, he got confused. I'm sure he's probably on the green beer beat today. I saw some morning shows. I won't even say which one, but they're out covering, you know, kegs and eggs and all that stuff. We did that when I was at EBN. You know, go out there and just a bunch of, well, I'm acting like it was only them drinking and beer and eating eggs and sausages. But, yeah. But they're acting like, all right. And with that, we go to traffic and weather. What is going on, Scott?
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve the official health care provider for the UC Bearcats. Most of our problems on surface streets now, for the most part, around the area. Harrison Avenue and McHenry Avenue got a maneuver around an accident there. Police working on it. Disabled vehicle causing a bit of a delay if you're headed over towards Boone, 75 southbound after 71. It's on the right shoulder, but folks are slowing down a bit to check it out. It will be on the brakes on 75 southbound between Ezra Charles and 71 US 50, couple of two or three minutes there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
The forecast from a 700 WLW Weather Center for tonight. Clouds, the low of 25. For tomorrow, partly cloudy, the high of 34. It is 35 now. News Radio 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Discover. Discover credit cards do something pretty awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically...
Hanson with Allworth Financial, and the right answer could mean tens of thousands of extra benefit dollars in your retirement. That's why our complete in-person Social Security planning workshop covers everything you need to know to plan better, including determining your retirement income needs, Social Security considerations, income strategies, tax implications, and more. Register for a free Greater Cincinnati Area workshop near you at allworthfinancial.com.
Live from the 700 WLW studios, driven by the all-new Mike Castrucci Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Fairfax. For the biggest selection of Jeep Wranglers in town, visit MikeCastrucciCJDR.com. That's Mike Castrucci Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Red Bank Road in Fairfax.
Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
You're listening to 700 WLW, also available on 94.5 FM W233 BG Cincinnati.
All right, back with Eddie and Rocky just a little while longer. Get that. Let's go and start drinking some green beers.
Until then, Ed, what's something I love? What's one of the things that I absolutely love?
Records.
You got it. And another one has just been set. It's by an Aussie. His name's Blakey Johnston. Sydney, Australia-based, a former professional surfer. Okay, 40 years old.
Okay.
But, you know, I guess he's kind of older as surfers go, and he's got a family now.
What is he, like 26?
No, he's 40. He's 40. Okay, that's 40, what I'm saying. Yeah, all these guys are like, you know, 19.
Sure.
But he just completed his greatest achievement ever in surfing. This week, Blakey Johnston set the surfing world record for longest consecutive surfing session. After paddling out to Cronulla Beach, which is a popular surfing spot in Australia, he stayed in the water for 30 hours and 11 minutes. He took the briefest of breaks after saying he was feeling pretty cooked, but then paddled back out. During his world record-setting surfing marathon, Johnston surfed for 40-plus hours and rode 700 waves. He surfed 525 waves in the first 30 hours and 11 minutes, and then another 175 in the next nine. I mean, it's pretty incredible just to... I mean, because that's, you know, you're doing a lot of exercise.
That's, that is.
Know, you're getting beat up, and you got to balance, yeah. And you're swimming. So,
yeah.
Man, 30-plus hours consecutive, and then over 40 all in one... You know,
now, if, I think you said you tried to surf one time.
I did, and I this was in Maui. I was out there for the Hula Bowl, which is a college all-star game. I don't know if it's still played or not. But, yeah, one of the activities we had that week before the game on Saturday was a surfing. They brought us all out, and then somebody's going to give us surfing lessons. So I proceeded to, I'm learning. But then I fell as I was surfing cut my hand on coral.
Yeah.
I had to get like 10 stitches in my hand. So here I'm out there for, I'm supposed to be out there for like improve my draft stock. And
right, I was going to say, showing off this. The scouts.
And let me tell you how hard of a phone call that was to call my dad and be I got stitches on my hand. So I'm going to have to deal with that. He goes, what? How'd you do it? And I was surfing and I fell on coral. You got to be kidding me. But... I had an interception on the first play of the game. So there,
nice.
Bam. Yeah, that was the first, last, and only time I've ever been surfing.
See, I balance is not my thing. I can do most stuff, but I've never been good with that type of thing.
Yeah.
I couldn't ride a skateboard or anything of that nature. I mean, I could do skating. I could do roller skating, but even ice skating, my ankles weren't strong enough. I got skinny little ankles.
Yeah.
I've
never been roller skating either in my life. Never.
Really? Man, when I was a kid, we used to roller skate. That was a thing.
Had no desire to do it. Even back when rollerblades were popular, still didn't.
I say, where I'm talking, this was before you were born, son.
Where? Like the skating, party.
That's where, right, exactly. That's where you went on a Saturday night, and there were... Girl, the
dance
other
the girl,
all man. The 12-year-olds were there. All my fellow 12-year-old girls. I was not 25.
I was gonna say you must these days. Ed, put the disclaimer in that you were in fact 12 as well.
I was 12 as well. My fellow 12-year-olds.
Yes. Okay,
12-year-olds. It's not like that. It's not like that. The old Steve Buscemi thing. I think it was on Saturday Night Live. Hello, fellow kids. No, it wasn't that. I was 12 as well, and you went there, and you're like, drinking a I've talked to you about that before. You go there and drink a suicide. That was your big thing if you want to show off for the girls.
Yeah, it was like all the pops.
That was all the pops put into one cup.
Suicide.
And he called it a suicide.
I'm nuts.
Right.
How crazy that is.
I didn't make it up, but that's why you proved yourself. You proved yourself as a man if you drank a suicide, which was basically Coke and Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper. And whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Pick a pop, and it was in the cup, and you're like,
That's hilarious.
And meanwhile, they want to hit on the kid who's out in the parking lot smoking cigarettes while I'm there drinking mixed up pop.
Right, yeah. And the guy has been in a knife fight and... Yeah,
right, they're out there, slitting people's tires, and they're like, Butch is so tough.
Yeah.
And I'm going, watch me drink this pop.
I'll do it all one shot.
Get away from me. So, Rock, here, people are messed up, as we've discussed many times before. This lady lives in Colorado. A mom went on a video. Of course, it was on TikTok.
Of course. Place to be.
Her name is Shannon Rose, which sounds like a name you'd use to be on TikTok. And she also put it on, she also apparently has a YouTube channel. She uploaded a video last month that's racked up over 600,000 views, letting her followers know why she swapped out toilet paper for reusable family cloth instead.
Really?
Yeah.
So you wash it?
The Colorado mom says she prefers washcloths because she thinks regular toilet paper is gross. You're doing it wrong, ma'am.
Yeah, with all due respect, you're kind of missing it here.
Well, but see, okay, they have a bidet.
Oh.
So no. They use the fabric to dry off, and water and cloth just cleans you much better. Well, what if you, lady, if you don't have a bidet, yeah. Like, oh, I don't know, 99.5% of America.
Right.
Then toilet paper is just fine.
Just fine. It's not hurting anything. It's cheap.
It's not. Why is it gross? Like I said, you ain't doing it right.
Yeah. Well, it helped their septic system out a little bit, but other than that, not worth the hassle.
All right. With that thought in mind, because a lot of people are going to be, there's going to be a lot of toilet facilities being abused tomorrow.
And prayed before.
And believe me, been there, done that. So have yourself a great St. Patrick's Day evening. Be careful out there, because Rock and I might be out there amongst you.
Causing havoc.
Hell yeah. Lance is next. News Radio 700 WLW.
News, traffic, and weather. News Radio 700 WLW, Cincinnati.
Well, we now know who Xavier plays next. This is the 6 o'clock report. I'm Matt Reese. Breaking now, the 3 seed in the Midwest, the Xavier Musketeers, almost lost today. At one point, they were down 13 points to the 14 seed Kennesaw State Owls out of Atlanta, but they fought back. Xavier won 72-67. Some of the action here on the big one this afternoon from Greensboro.
Shiner powers wind at the Kunkel. Three's on the way from Kunkel. Kunkel hits it. Kunkel hits it deep. Xavier has the lead by two. 67-65 from the left point. Give the assist to Nunjic.
What?
Minute 35 to go.
What a time for Xavier to make their second three-pointer of the ballgame.
Xavier's going to play on Sunday against Pitt in Greensboro as the Panthers just beat Iowa State 59-41. Rick Uchino is going to be talking about all of this on Sports Talk in a few moments. First, on this St. Patrick's Day, we check the roads for you, the latest traffic and weather together.
From the UC Health Traffic Center, UC Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is proud to serve as the official healthcare provider for the UC Bearcats. Not doing too bad around the Cincinnati area this afternoon, but a couple of problem spots to maneuver around 75 southbound after 71 near Boone. It's a disabled vehicle. It's off of the right shoulder. Maybe a minute or so to get around it. More like folks slowing down to check it out. Harrison Avenue, McHenry Avenue, working on an accident. And it looks like you're slow on 75 southbound between Ezra Charles and 71 US 50. A couple of minutes there. I'm Scott Bradley on News Radio 700 WLW.
Now the latest forecast from the Advanced Dentistry Weather Center. Advanced Dentistry. It's true. A no-fear dentist experience is possible. Learn more at nofeardentist.com.
Tonight, cloudy and windy, a low of 27. Then for tomorrow, a chance of flurries. Then mostly sunny and windy, a high of 36. At night, fair skies, a low of 20. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a bit breezy, a high of only 39. From your severe weather station, I'm 9 First Warning, Chief Meteorologist Steve Raleigh. News Radio 700 WLW.
Radar's all clear. 38 degrees our temperature here in Cincinnati. And this news is brought to you by Mike Castrucci Chevrolet in Milford. Culture of intimidation and fear is what Cincinnati Public School Superintendent Ironetta Wright has established in her first year in charge of CPS. That is according to a story on Cincinnati.com tonight, which quotes a letter from the union that represents administrators, a letter to the Cincinnati School Board, which says Superintendent Wright embarrasses workers in meetings and micromanages and is getting in the way of daily work. Well, the letter says union members are considering whether to file grievances. Even a vote of no confidence is possible. Update on rescheduling of Bruce Springsteen's concert at Nationwide Arena in Columbus. It had been set for March 9th. Called off, though, because Springsteen became ill. Now it's going to be rescheduled for September 21st, and tickets already purchased are going to be honored. If you can't make it, you can get a refund by April 16th from Ticketmaster. Springsteen also playing in Cleveland April 5th. No Cincinnati shows. Actor Lance Reddick has died at the age of 60. Known for his roles in the hit series The Wire and in Bosch, TMZ reports his body found at his home this morning. Cause of death unclear. Police, though, say it appears to be a natural death. Reddick had recently been on a press tour for the upcoming film John Wick Chapter 4. And again, Xavier beat Kennesaw State 72-67. Now X plays Pitt on Sunday in Greensboro. Don't have the start time yet. Pitt beat Iowa State 59-41 just in the last half hour. Other finals in March Madness. Marquette beat Vermont. Michigan State over USC. Baylor over UC Santa Barbara. St. Mary's over VCU. UK and Providence, ESPN 1530, the tip-off coming up at 7:10. And NIT tomorrow, UC and Hofstra. They're at Hofstra, Long Island, New York, 1:30 airtime on ESPN 1530 tomorrow. That Bearcat game on ESPN 1530 tomorrow. 6:05 is our time in Cincinnati, and quickly Wall Street ending the week. The Dow was down 385 points, S&P 500 off 44, NASDAQ down 87. Next news, 6:30, Matt Reese, News Radio 700 WLW.
This report is sponsored by Apollo Home, your source for plumbing, heating, and air and electrical.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.